It's past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and it's a great pleasure to once again have the good folk from Curro, Mount Richmore, or Salt Rock City in the studio. Charmaine and Joe, lovely to have you back again. I mean, when the headmaster comes in, I always get nervous, you know. I get very apprehensive because my history with headmasters has not been marvelous. But with Joe Rasmus, I think we've got a good relationship going. And Chantel Smith, lovely to have you both back in the studio. We're talking today about Open Day.
That's it.
Correct.
So this is an opportunity for you, if you're listening, to find out what's happening at one of the finest academic institutions, because we don't call them schools anymore. They're much more than schools, isn't that so? Now, especially Curro Mount Richmore. This is a different level of education, and you'll tell us all about it, Chantel.
I'll get started because I'm from the preschool, and our open day is going to be on Saturday from 8 till 10:30, and we are going to be featuring the entire school, starting from our little baby. So come past and experience our brand new playground, which we've spoken about before, and let the kids, you know, have a look what's going on there. You'll see there'll be activities in the pool, our Learn to Swim coach will be there also to do an introduction to her lessons, because that's part of our curriculum, is a Learn to Swim lesson from 3 years old up to 5 years old.
So you have youngsters in your care from 3 or even earlier?
From 3 months old.
Oh, no.
So anybody who has a little one from 3 months old can come and visit and have a look at how we care for your little ones. We'll have our classrooms open, all of our activities and stuff will be open.
So literally you look after from pretty much the nappy to the prom outfit.
that is exactly what we do.
Wow. Yeah. Sure. So it's a real responsibility you guys have got, hey?
Yep.
Because ultimately the parents, I suppose because of circumstances, are entrusting you with the pretty much the raising of their kids, because you have a huge influence. Joe, I mean, it must be from an overview perspective of the head. It's no longer just, well, here we go, you're in at 8 and you're out at 1 and we don't actually care. That was the old school thing. As long as you pitched up on time, you didn't answer back, you know, you behaved yourself, did your homework, you were okay. Now it's a different kettle of fish completely, eh?
Completely different, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And the challenges must be enormously different as well.
You've got to adapt to the times, Dave. It's a learning curve. I think every day is a learning curve.
Wow.
It's every day is a teacher day, put it that way.
I think what's important is that we look after the whole child. Like you say, we are looking after the whole being, right from the care to the education to sports to well-being, teaching them how to be humans in this big world. So right from 3 months old all the way up to
it's a huge responsibility, and clearly it's also there's a compact, if you like, between parents and teachers or staff at the school, and it's a fairly significant compact, not only from the point of view that you've got a huge responsibility, but there's also quite a legal obligation to make sure that things are cool, and you're dealing with people, and I know that, you know, what is the most difficult part of my job? It's dealing with the public. You guys are right there with dealing with parents and all expectations and demands, etc.
Looking after their most precious being in their lives.
You really have a massive task, and people look at the cost of private education and say, well, it's very expensive. Is it really, when you consider what you guys are expecting or expected to deliver, I would imagine the privilege of having a private education, especially at Curro Mount Richmore, really, I mean, it's, of course you have to quantify it, but in real terms, can you really quantify it? Is in your opinion, Joe, over the years the cost of education has risen considerably? Is there a driving force?
It has, Dave, and I think you know, sending a child to private school is obviously it's a privilege, and one can look at it across the board. Education is fundamental. It's changed dramatically from the 1980s when I started to where it is now, and it's a matter of making the changes. You've got to adapt to the changes.
Yeah, because in the past you were just literally ticking the boxes, getting a piece of paper, and that was it. You're out of here, you're going to start your next whatever it is with your piece of paper. Very different world now, hey? The piece of paper guarantees you almost nooks. You know, here's my matric certificate. Welcome. Stand in the line with everyone else with their matric. Some matric certificate, 30% pass rate. I've got a matric certificate. You guys are different. But when it comes to the piece of paper, it's this kind of same thing. Different, of course, entirely when you're preparing people for life.
Dave, if I can add to that, I think probably the most important thing, and you talk about a piece of paper, the most important thing I believe now in education is EQ. Is as important as IQ.
Maybe even more.
Even more so, yeah, correct. Mm. Yeah. Because one day, you can have 4 or 5 degrees sitting in front of you, but if you aren't able to converse with your future boss, you don't stand a chance. So it's a matter of developing, and Chantal alluded to the fact that we're looking at the whole child, and it's a holistic education. Mm. Yeah. Where before, education was sitting in the classroom and regurgitating work where they had to sit down and write a final examination. Now it's a lot more than that. Education is far more advanced in terms of the whole being.
Yeah, I remember when the measure was, you know, who came first, second, or third. Who cares? No one asks you in a job, well, did you come first or second? No, they want to know, can you do the job? And how can you convey that you can do the job to me? I'm looking, I'm listening, I'm hoping for a rounded individual that's able to maneuver through the slings and arrows. So you start at the earliest of life's adventures. How do you approach the raising, if you like, or the looking after in terms of education of very young minds?
Well, you see, those are all the kind of questions that we'll be able to answer on Saturday for our parents. But we have, a whole well-rounded curriculum that looks after all the 6 developmental areas of a child, starting from 3 months.
6 developmental.
So even from 3, we're working a curriculum. We are obviously working on milestones, etc. We're not pass or fail. You know, it's not like, okay, you can't pass group 1. It's about those meeting those milestones and then enriching the child's environment so that they can be those free thinkers of the future. We don't know what the jobs of my 3 months old child right now are going to look like in the future. So we have to prepare these 21st century children with that type of thinking. And that's what we do at Kiro Salt Rock. So,
So what inspired looking after children from 3 months? 3 months old.
There's a need. Parents are working. The environment has got our parents out there, and they are. We need to support them, and
we're not working. Maybe they just want to get rid of them.
There's that possibility. But we have
part of parenting.
We have chosen this as our profession. We've chosen this as our passion. Mm. So we come alongside the parents and assist them with the development of their child. And help them walk the road together. Because you become a parent, you read a book. You don't become a professional at education of a little person. Wow. So that's our role, is to come alongside that family and then help them with that. I mean, obviously help the child to grow learn, because they do that amazing. Naturally.
It sounds so exciting. I want to enroll now. We mustn't start with this ageist thing. You can take 3 months, you can take me. Yeah.
Come and
I'm regressing back to my childhood.
Absolutely. Dave, an open invitation for you to arrive on Saturday morning. And experience the preschool.
About.
The preschool is absolutely, it's fantastic. I've always said that the preschool and the foundation phase teachers are very special.
Yeah.
Because they're taking a child and they're molding a child. Mm. Either make or break.
Yeah.
And obviously we make children and we make personality. We make characters. And we that's what we want to do. We want to invite parents out there to come along and have a look and see what is involved.
And see the journey.
It's a huge opportunity, because there are schools, there are quite prominent. I mean, as you alluded to last time we chatted, you're a little off the beaten track. Well, it's not on the beaten track situation at all. It's in a very, very gorgeous environment on an estate, essentially. But people don't drive past you all the time, so you're not top of mind, which is a pity, because sadly, I think you have so much more to offer than many that are very extremely visible and top of mind simply by location. Yeah. And the reputation of Kira Mount Richmore is enormous. Anyone that's been to the school speaks glowingly of it, you know, particularly of those. And if I may just pay you a compliment, sir, you know, you're a beloved head. I think that when listening to the way you express yourself and the passion for what you do, Chantel, you too are extremely caring. And I think it speaks volumes in the terms of what you produce. And the year after year, the crop, if you like, of youngsters coming through.
Yeah.
And it's a newish school, but you've got enough of a track record behind you to have established yourselves. You concentrate across the board. You mentioned six different aspects of raising a child. I mean,
early learning development areas. That's
It was as complex as that. But you do a fabulous job. But you need, if you're listening to this and wondering why I'm sounding so passionate, well, you know, I have an idea that the future is in the hands of those little creatures that are at the moment being taught by good people at Curo, and the best chance we've got of a good future is fabulously educated kids right now.
Mm.
So if you are in that kind of situation where you have a responsibility for a young life and you're looking at where you're going to get best practice, best value in terms of the overall outcome, why don't you go along on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be experienced by the visitors on Saturday?
Well, Dave, we've got sporting clinics all the way from grade R all the way through to matric. So the foundation phase, they got a sporting clinic that's going to happen from 8 to 9. It's mini cricket. And then from 9 to 10, there's hockey. In the IP phase, that's the intercent phase, grade 4 to grade 7, we've got 2 hours of a soccer clinic. And then for the high school, we've got a rugby clinic as well as a netball clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And all run by professional staff. And we want to invite the general public to come out there and to experience that and see what it's all about.
Okay.
If I can just give a little bit of a heads up in terms of our first netball team. They're playing in the final at the Gelofte Series tonight.
Mm.
And our netball has gone from strength to strength. And we want to wish them well for this evening because it's a big final. So we're inviting everybody and anybody to come along. It's an open day with a difference.
Nice.
From the past. And we are. Mm-hmm. We've got a first aid clinic that's going to be run by IPSS, and that's open to the general public as well.
At our swimming pool?
I think we've got about 40 to 50 people already arriving for that particular one. It's a basic introductory course to
CPR.
First aid, CPR, the whole lot. Obviously, it's not certified, but it gives the general
emergency
stuff that you need.
And that's important. It changes all the time, the protocols for CPR and saving a life. And when you come across a situation where you're the only person that can intervene, it helps to know a thing or two.
Correct.
So this could be a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's more than just come look and show. We'll sing you a song and we'll give you a dance.
Walk through the campus, feel what it feels like to go through our classrooms and get that academic feel and ask all the questions around what do we cover in our academics. Come and watch the sports, join in with the sports, come play at the preschool, go through the high school, go have a look at the labs and see, you know, what all those very clever people in the high school do all day. That too.
Yeah. So
robotics are a big thing.
So it could be an opportunity if you're currently enrolled somewhere and you're not wild about the your kids aren't wild about the experience. Maybe they should come along and just have a look.
Yeah,
and have a look. Absolutely.
Or if you just have nothing to do on Saturday and you're looking to get a nice sandwich and a coffee, you can also pop in and experience
that.
Everything.
King will be there straight away.
100%. As soon as I heard sandwich,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm for free.
Oh, even better. By the tuck shop.
Right there.
Bring it.
When you arrive there, just let me know that you're there.
Yeah.
And I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it's all happening this Saturday at Curragh Mount Richmore. You don't need to book necessarily. Enjoy the day.
The grade 8s are writing scholarship. Well, grade 7s, existing grade 7s are writing scholarship exams, obviously for the year 2026. So it's an open invitation there as well, yeah.
Mm. Well, wonderful. We wish you huge success with that and continued success, because it is a good story, Curragh Mount Richmore, and in very good hands. My special guests, Chantel Smith and Joe Erasmus. Very, very lovely to be chatting with the king.
Thank you, king.
Our new voice on the morning show is a lovely guy. Yeah, see, I'm getting ready for my second childhood Akira.
Lovely.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you, thanks, Dave. Thanks, King.
Thank you. Thank you so much.